Hello, my name is Markan Abazari. This is Geopolitics Podcast, and the topic of this podcast is Kurdish forces in northern Syria. America used YPG, or Kurdish forces, in its war against ISIS in Islamic State in Syria. As they took over territories controlled by ISIS, America and YPG were establishing their territory as a new power in control. And Kurds started controlling a large amount of territory in northeast and north Syria. If northern Syria and northeast Syria be controlled by YPG and Kurdish forces, it will create a separation barrier between Turkey and Syria, meaning there will be an ethnicity not very friendly with Turkish government, separating Syrian Arabs and Turks in Turkish Turks in Turkey, creating separation barrier between Turkey and Arabs in Syria by Kurds. It will make it difficult to culturally, industrially, and economically integrate Turkey and Syria in Middle East. Our problem with presence of Kurds at the border of Turkey and Syria is not only a transit corridor or a railroad and road, rather it's separation of the peoples and economies. By attacking Kurds using Turkey, I will remove the Kurds from the border of Turkey and Syria. But it's not my only goal by such attack. I have a secondary and more important goal, and is removal of Turkey from NATO forces. Because when Turkey attacks Kurds and YPG, European Union and America will start sanctioning Turkey. These will be NATO members sanctioning Turkey. And when the NATO members sanctioning Turkey, Turkey will become not very happy with its NATO allies. Remember, NATO and United States of America are already very angry of Turkey for its previous attacks on Kurds, for the situation, social situation in Turkey, and because of, what was another reason, of purchase of S-400 by Turkey from Russia. This has already angered NATO very much. If Turkey again attacks YPG and Kurdish forces in Syria, Turkey will be forced to leave NATO, and we have been trying for a very long time to remove Turkey from NATO forces. We already in the past removed Egypt from NATO because we wanted to have Suez Canal free from control of NATO, and now we have plan of removing Turkey from NATO, and by attacking Kurds, we will get very, very close to removing Turkey from NATO forces and shrinking the size of NATO. Kurds are already acting as separation barrier between Iran, Turkey, and Iraq. Iran is Persian or Fars. Turkey is Turkish people, and Iraq is Arabs. Exactly at the border between Iran, Turkey, and Iraq, Kurds are living and have cities. It has caused separation of the peoples and economic activities of these three countries. After defeat of ISIS, America has placed YPG Kurds at the border between Iraq, Syria, and Turkey. And we cannot allow expansion of territory of Kurds into border of Syria and Turkey. Kurds are not only the separation force and separation wall in Middle East. American forces, American troops, American military is also acting as a separation barrier between Iraq and Syria. American forces are controlling major transit lines, roads, and border points between Iraq and Syria. It has caused difficulty for Islamic Republic of Iran to connect itself to Mediterranean Sea and to transit to Assad government. American forces must be removed from border of Syria and Iraq. Trump had signed order in 2019 to withdraw American troops from Syria, and American troops are on a schedule, or the schedule is being built now, to be slowly removed from Syria. In due time, American troops will not be in Syria, and American troops are being kicked out of Iraq by Iraqi parliament. As you may know, Iraqi parliament recently voted to kick American troops out of Iraq. And according to President Trump's signatures, American troops will be removed from Syria. This way, we will also open a transit line from Iran to Mediterranean Sea and from Iran to Damascus. Before the war in Syria, Aleppo was highly integrated into Turkish economy. Textiles, industries, factories, and there was exchange of peoples and culture between Turkey and Syria. Then the rebellion happened, and then ISIS came, and not only it destroyed Syrian industries, factories, and economic activities, it also separated Turkey from Syria. Later, America brought courts and placed them between Turkey and Syria, causing separation between the two countries, industries, and cultures. Courts must be removed from the border of Syria and Turkey. It must happen at all costs. I strongly advise Recep Tayyip Erdogan, president of Turkey, to attack courts in Syria and remove them, creating 10 miles between Syria and Turkey court-free is not enough. It must be all the way removed so there can be integration of peoples. Turkey has already once attacked Kurdish forces in northern Syria and removed some of the Kurds from the region. Turkey must again attack these Kurdish forces in northern Syria and remove all the Kurds altogether from north and northeast Syria. After Kurds are removed from region, we want to transfer their control of their territories back to Assad's government or central government of Syria. We cannot allow rebels or American forces or a Turkish government to control the regions which will be free from Kurds. It is because we don't want to get to division of Syria into multiple countries. If we let rebels, Turkish government, or different forces control different regions of Syria for long term, it will lead to division of Syria into several countries, and we don't want that. So, once Turkey kicks out the Kurds from north and northeast Syria, Turkey must hand over the control of the region to Syrian forces. The time for advertisement segment. We need representatives for Iranian interests in USA Senate and USA Congress. These representatives will defend the Iranian interests whenever the topic of Iran arises in US Senate and Congress. For example, they talk about sanctioning Iran, there will be a representative, be it American or being Iranian-American, who will defend interests of Iran and Islamic Republic of Iran in USA Senate and USA Congress. We have the same case for Israel, and there are Israeli representatives and defenders of interests of Israel in USA Senate and Congress. We need such people for Iran in US.